Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our next guest, Midlands Biotechnology Company, recently received a $900,000 Small Business Innovation Research Fast Track grant from the National Institutes of Health that they hope will lead to the development of better therapeutics. Andrew Lee is co-founder and chief scientific officer of IMCS Incorporated. He joins us by phone now from his office in Irmo, South Carolina. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations on this grant.
Thank you. It's in collaboration with UC Davis, so I can't take the full credit for that.
Now, for our listeners not familiar with your company, tell us a little bit more about IMCS.
Yes, IMCS is a biotech company focused on recombinant proteins. So we do several different enzyme developments. We also have a consumables division. So we make microchromatography products for a lot of the automation platforms. In the enzyme side, we actually produce a very unique component that's used in urine drug testing. So as a person is treated with a drug or pain medication, their liver and their system, their body, will process it or metabolize that medication. And it's excreted in urine, and in order to analyze it, you are in need of this enzyme component to liberate and facilitate the analysis or the detection of such drugs. On the consumable side, or this chromatography side, we have a unique pipette tip, or a plastic component that's used quite often in laboratories to transfer liquids, but the chemical extractions are performed inside the tip, what we kind of brand as in-tip chemistries. Those products are used for protein purifications or separations of various chemicals or compounds.
Now let's talk about this grant that you received in cooperation with University of California, Davis. You mentioned UC Davis, is that right?
That's correct, yes. So the grant, it's the first year we are actually in a major group that's focused on the field called glycomics, or study of sugars. The grant funds the first year to manufacture several different enzymes and to scale up that enzyme manufacturing to support study of sugars. So at this stage, this field of glycomics, it's such an infant stage that there aren't many resources to actually study and to manufacture complex sugars. So we're in charge with manufacturing and providing reliable supplies of enzymes to synthesize various sugars. So the reason I keep calling it sugars, it's not the simple kind of, you know, starch or any of those components, but the sugars will actually coat proteins, your saliva samples or your gut lining. Those are all kind of coated with sugars. But your cells are also coated with sugars. Viruses are also coated with sugars. Bacteria are coated with sugars. And how protein sugars all interact play a critical role in sort of discovering new therapeutics. So it makes it pretty challenging right now not having any tools to study glycomics. So we're in charge to kind of take that first step and open up some tools so that more research can be done in this area.
Okay. This research will hopefully lead to better therapeutics. Talk about that.
Some key examples that are already in therapeutics, like heparin, you know, the anticoagulant, or your blood cells are coated in sugars, and the blood types are identified based on sugars. So if you can actually regenerate or create a universal blood type just using the enzymes or the sugar compositions, you might address some challenges to having a lack of blood supply. There's also the issue of microbiome or your gut health. Those are also kind of related to the sugars that are involved. The neurons are coated with a compound called glycolipids, and that is a composition between a sugar and a fatty acid. The lack of those sugars could actually be correlated to some neurodegenerative diseases. So finding those sugar compositions and identifying such biological roles could help for new therapeutics.
Well, Andrew, congratulations again on this grant, and please keep us posted.
No problem. Thanks for having me on the show, Mike.
Andrew Lee is co-founder and chief scientific officer at IMCS Incorporated. He spoke to us by phone from his company's headquarters in Irmo, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.